You are listening to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast, where each Monday musing plus one in-depth interview per moon takes you through the portal to the patterns of nature, the architecture of the cosmos, and the divine language of our minds. Your host, Elizabeth Diane, expands your perception of the world and the awe of creation. With a light heart, she encourages an exploration to find the truth as it is evident to you. Every episode opens doors to self-empowerment, demystifies the power of symbology and archetype, intersects relationships with matter and spirit, then circles back to ground in these seeds of life into the kind of wisdom you can apply to your being, soul, and purpose. Welcome to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast.
Hello, sacred spheres. Welcome to this Monday musing. I am here in Mount Shasta, listening to the rain coming down and the wind, and also listening to the buzzing of the ballast in the light here in the living room, where I wasn't planning on doing this podcast, but I ended up here. And it's ironic because as I listened to this buzzing around me, I was really contemplating the bees in this Monday musing. And the intention was to talk to you about the flower of life. And I will talk to you about the flower of life, but for me, there's a very strong connection with the flower of life and the honeybee. So first, the flower of life. Many people know what it is. And of course, if you don't already know, it's all over the internet. And it's a form in sacred geometry that's really kind of central to sacred geometry. It is 19 circles that are all the same size, all have the same radius, and they are arranged so that the radius point of each circle is on the circumference of one of the other circles. And they overlap with the Vesca Pisces everywhere, which, as you know from my previous podcasts, is the birth portal of all creation. And so people associate these 19 circles that are inside of a bigger circle, and actually two outer circles that contain the flower of life pattern. Well, people consider this to be the pattern of the void, or the background field, the particle field, or the quantum field. And it's thought that perhaps this form, which has been found in temples in Egypt and sacred sites around the world, it's thought that maybe the ancient wise ones knew about this pattern and also knew its connection to the background field or the quantum field. In any case, there's a lot of information out there about the flower of life. I first learned about it through Drun Voloma Kizedek's book. I think it's called the Sacred Teachings of the Flower of Life. I should know the title, but in any case, it's easily available. And he goes into great depth about different aspects of the flower of life. Nassim Haramein is another person who expands greatly on the flower of life. So there's a lot of information out there, and you can always read about it. You can look at the form. You can meditate on it. I encourage all of these, but I also encourage you to draw it And that's why I teach it. I love to teach drawing the sacred geometric forms and giving people a chance to deepen their understanding of it in ways that go way beyond a description or just visually looking at what's already drawn. When I've taught this in the past, my students are always very excited about it. People, we just seem to innately connect to this pattern. Like maybe we really do know in our unconscious minds that it's an important pattern. And when my students draw it, many times they've told me that it's like they're remembering something. They feel like it's affecting their DNA. And many times they find that it's far more difficult to draw than they thought, because it is kind of a simple pattern. It repeats a lot, but usually people get lost somewhere along the way. It's very interesting to watch how easy it is to just kind of like have fun with this pattern and keep drawing circles. And then pretty soon they've lost their center and they need to come back to center. So I use that as an opportunity to remind people how many times in life you need to just find your center or come back to your center if you've gotten a little off balance. Like the drawing board of your life might start to become out of balance if you've forgotten your center. And that's just one little aspect of drawing the flower of life. There's something else that's really hard to describe in words that have to do with how your mind and how your energy field even is kind of realigned and expanded when you draw the flower of life. It's really a base pattern for so many other sacred geometric patterns, and it starts to really shift the way you see the world. And for me, I began reconnecting with the bees after I started drawing the flower of life. They came to me in visions like I used to have when I was a little girl. And they came to me one time when I was getting ready to just do some drawing, and I kind of meditated on it first, and I wanted to find out from my higher self, from spirit, you know, get some guidance. What should I draw today? And I just put that question out there and waited. And right away, I saw the flower of life. But then the flower of life started expanding out beyond the outer circle, and it started filling my page. And I just observed this coming to me and just filled the page. But as it got to the lower right corner of the page, I saw the flower of life pattern, which is 6 around 1, which is hexagonal, right? It started to turn from these overlapping circles into honeycomb, the honeycomb pattern. And I was just like, oh, of course the honeycomb is based on the flower of life, and the flower of life is, you know, the pattern of the honeycomb, of course. But then a bee appeared in my vision on top of the honeycomb, but upside down, and it was lifeless. And when I saw that, my heart was breaking. I was like, I love the bees. Why am I getting a vision of a dead bee laying upside down on this honeycomb pattern with the flower of life? And I clearly had in my mind's eye this whole, you know, page, or this, you know, canvas covered with flower of life morphing into honeycomb and honey with the dead bee. And I said, I don't want to draw this. I don't want this to be a potential reality, because I understand the power of our intention. And I did not understand, though, why this was being shown to me. This was back in about 2007, I think. And it was right before I learned about colony collapse. And really, the bees were connecting with me through sacred geometry and wanting me to, you know, get the word out about colony collapse. And, you know, I had a hard time with that. I couldn't draw it. And I said, how about if I draw something else? Well, I got invited to do a sand sculpting event right after that. I was invited to, it was like an exhibition at the World Championship of Sand Sculptors. I'm not a World Championship sand sculptor, but I was on a professional team at the time, and they invited the local professionals to come in and do an exhibition. And I decided that's what I would do. I didn't honor the vision exactly, because I did do the Flower of Life, and I did it morphing into a honeycomb, but I put the bee, a giant bee, alive on top of the flowers, because that's the result that I wanted to see from my art. And I'm learning through the Toltec path that I'm on, and that I've learned through a lot of my spiritual studies, that our intention has a lot of power. And when we infuse it into something we're creating, it can really have a lot of shifting of the reality in the world around us. So when I did the sand sculpture, I prayed for the bees the whole time, and it felt like a really joyful gift as I created this. I think I'll put that, I took a picture of it. I think I'll put it up on my website on sacredgeometryportal.com so you can take a look at it. So yeah, the Flower of Life, the flowers, the bees, I've experienced a strong connection with them. And in the Toltec training that I've been doing, there is a time where we were even asked to go to the higher planes in our journey work. And before we got to the higher planes, I suddenly started seeing the Flower of Life pattern. And the shaman I was working with said, now you'll find yourself in a container. And as you pop up out of it, you'll look around and you'll see that it's like a beehive. Like you're in the cell of a honeycomb. And that fascinated me. I've always felt like the bees are in such a high vibratory state. And we were traveling in this journey to a higher vibrational realm of like unity consciousness. So that was a really beautiful connection that I had with the Flower of Life and the bees. So when you explore the Flower of Life, you may come up with an entirely different experience and connection, but I love how sacred geometry is this language that is creating connections and relationships for me through other things like the bees. And I'm also excited because I just made contact with an author that I've been enjoying her book called A Monk in the Beehives. And it's a story about the bees and sacred geometry and her life as a monk. Her name's Skye Taylor. And she's agreed to be a guest on the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast in the springtime, which is a beautiful time to be talking about the bees and sacred geometry. So I'll keep you posted when that's coming up. I'm excited. that I'll be talking to her and sharing this with you in the coming months. In the meantime, if you would like to draw the flower of life, I would love to teach you. I am offering drawings through my Patreon account, Sacred Geometry Portal on Patreon. And every full moon, there's a new drawing. So one of those will be the flower of life. And it comes with a video and instructions. And then I'm also offering private sessions and group connection, like community, coming together to share our experiences with our drawings, ask questions, get insights, even technical help drawing things. So I'd love for you to be a part of this community that's just starting up. So go to Patreon and see where you'd like to key in with me in the portal. And I look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, enjoy a beautiful kind of day.
This podcast has been a production of Sacred Geometry Portal. Dive deeper into the portal by subscribing at sacredgeometryportal.com. Find opportunities to learn directly with Elizabeth by going to Sacred Geometry Portal on Patreon. Infinite fractal blessings, and thank you for listening.